members only.
7:32 with Bax and O'Brien on Rock 102. It's time for news brought to you by Cambridge Credit Counseling. Call 1-800-CAMBRIDGE to lower your monthly payments and start getting your debt under control today. That's 1-800-CAMBRIDGE. Here's local radio icon and first responder Steve Nagel.
Benvenidos, Quarantinos.
Muchos gracias, Premier Respondedor.
Si, senor.
A Springfield man is facing several gun and drug charges after allegedly running from police on Fort Pleasant Avenue on Saturday afternoon. The Springfield police spokesman...
Isn't today Wednesday?
Yeah, I know, but holiday weekend, a lot of offices were closed. It takes a while for the information to get out.
Yeah, but the cops were open, and Fort Pleasant Avenue was open, so...
I don't think Ryan Walsh
Wednesday?
Was emotionally available for this story.
Emotionally? Yeah.
Does he need to be held in between shifts?
You know, I got to tell you, yesterday, on Facebook, because there's like 1,000 happy birthdays that we get, because of all the people that we have on the Facebook page.
Sure.
And one of them was from Mrs. Walsh that said, happy birthday from your best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend.
Oh, the Walsh.
She even zings him when she's at home, too.
Yeah.
Springfield Police Department spokesman Ryan Walsh said, my best friend's sister's boyfriend's girlfriend heard from this guy who's dating this girl that said around 4 p.m. officers were called to an apartment building on Fort Pleasant Avenue after receiving information that 26-year-old Joshua Santiago was selling guns. I guess it's pretty serious.
Did you say this was his mother that did that?
His mother?
His wife.
Oh, I don't know who Mrs. Walsh is.
She's
his mother.
Mrs. Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
When officers arrived, Santiago began walking away from a group of people and officers ordered him to stop. He then allegedly sprinted away while holding an object later determined to be a firearm in his waistband. Santiago then jumped over a first floor railing onto a courtyard where officers were able to take him into custody because you know what? You can't go anywhere in a courtyard.
Well, yeah, but even though, I mean, he's got a gun in his waistband and he jumps over a railing down into a first floor courtyard and the gun stays in his waistband?
He had the safety on.
Yeah, but it stayed there. I'm not talking about whether he had a safety on or not. I'm talking about gravity.
Maybe he had a good waistband. Maybe he had one of them
holster.
Tight BVDs that Michael Jordan, or Hanes that Michael Jordan produced.
Yeah, well, look what it did for him.
I bought a tight pair of new Wranglers yesterday.
Wranglers?
I told you. I fell down a flight of stairs over the weekend. Not a full flight, just a handful of stairs. But tore my jeans. So I bought a new pair of Wranglers. And A, I didn't wash them first.
Ugh.
And B, very tight.
And now you have crotch crabs.
Probably.
Is it me, or are you finding that when you buy jeans now, they're just really tight?
Yes.
Like the sizing on jeans for dudes? Is that how we all got to walk around with a moose knuckle?
Even though you know you're buying the same waist and length that you've always worn.
You just got to try different kinds of jeans, though.
No, see, I've done that. That's why I've settled on the Wranglers. The Wranglers are usually the best-fitting ones.
What about tough skins? Do they have any tough skins available?
I don't really get those since I was 12.
Well, I haven't gotten Wranglers since I was 12 either, but that didn't stop you.
Well, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a nice pair of Levi's jeans.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big Levi's
see,
fan.
See, there's different styles of Levi's, though, Bax.
I know, but
what
I'm...
like the painter's jeans where they're a little bit more loose on you.
No, I get it. I'm just saying that... those styles, and they're all numerically ordered, like in for Levi's.
Yeah, I like the 539s.
Yeah,
I got the 501.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they seem to have changed the sizing of those exact styles. I don't know why they've done that.
So why don't you just get the bigger size?
I do.
And nobody, by the way, wants to see a 60-year-old moose knuckle.
No, of course not. Why would you? But yet, it's like the jeans companies are all in cahoots. Like they're looking for... they're looking for moose knuckles.
They do still have those painter's jeans, Steve. They're not really the painter's kind. Like these are carpenter jeans.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the ones with all the loops.
But they have more room in them. A little more room to breathe.
A pair of them here for $21.
You can buy
those
jeans.
Those are durable.
Yeah, you can. Are they Levi's?
No, Fred Marshall.
I don't know who that is.
I think it's just a guy who's selling
his
jeans.
My name's Fred. I have
some
jeans.
Want to buy my jeans?
Oh,
was that? No, Steve Martin, wasn't it? Fred's Bank.
Yeah, Fred's Bank.
Here, I get some money. I'll put it right here, right here in my left pocket.
In my white suit. Put it right here in my white suit.
The pandemic is forcing many people to move from large cities to more suburban areas, and it's happening right here in Western Massachusetts. It seems more people are looking for houses away from major cities, and the reason has a lot to do with the current state of the nation. A combination of the coronavirus pandemic, economic uncertainty, and social unrest is prompting many Americans to move and relocate to more rural areas. 22 News spoke with David Murphy, owner of the Murphy's Realtors in Northampton. He said that he has seen firsthand buyers coming from cities like New York and moving north to Massachusetts. They're taking over the suburbs.
Yeah. Well, you know, with remote working,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to stay where you are. Hell, it was a few months ago, Vermont was offering people $10,000.
Yeah. I mean,
to move to Vermont.
There's that. There's historically low interest rates. And, you know, the housing market now, there's such a limited inventory that when a house goes on the market, it's swept up almost immediately.
A limited inventory. I had two houses for sale on my street for most of the summer. And actually, I didn't even realize this until it was all done. But apparently, so these two houses were probably six or seven houses apart. And then I found out later, the owner of one purchased the other. They only moved seven houses away.
So just a house swap.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, only one of the owners moved into the other house. The other owner moved away. I don't know where they went. But imagine only moving. I remember when Mike Belice lived in Agawam. He had done that one time. He had moved like five houses, I think, from one to the other.
Right.
That's and I mean, the people who moved here moved from a raised ranch to a regular ranch, a much smaller house. So I could see doing that myself. I'm trying to see if I can get my neighbor to sell me his house because he's got a ranch. I can get rid of him, the dog, and all my problems at the same time.
Is it worth the move, though?
It might be. I mean, I think I could probably get a pretty good buck for my house, and it's bigger than his. It might be worth it.
Is your house considered a raised ranch?
No, mine is not.
It's a split level.
A multi-level.
Yeah.
A bi-level.
Not buy, no. It's a multi. There's three levels, not two.
Oh,
I mean, I just went on, you know, on Zillow just to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some. The housing prices on some of these just seem to be like really high for Springfield.
Oh, I heard it's quite a seller's market.
It's a total seller's market, and the best part about it is, you know, people are buying these houses up quick.
Yeah.
It's rare when you see a house that's been on the market for a real long period of time. I mean, unless the pricing is totally out of whack. Yeah, you know, like the more expensive houses are gonna be a while.
But I was told there's like five houses for sale on my street down in the Villages. Now that could be people dying
right.
of COVID, but still, five houses for sale in that close of an area.
I know, and they'll all sell.
Ready?
Steve?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were continue talking about the housing market.
No, Steve. Okay. Great story to tell. Pop right into it.
ABCC of Massachusetts has indefinitely suspended the liquor license of a Springfield strip club after continued COVID safety regulations were violated. Mardi Gras, a strip club located in downtown Springfield, had violated safety standards. According to the report from October 8th, the liquor license had been suspended indefinitely, but that appeal could be filed within 30 days. On August 22nd, according to the report, investigators went to the Mardi Gras to ensure compliance with COVID-19 safety measures. The investigators saw many without facial coverings and standing near the bar. Only at the end of September were restaurants with bar seating allowed to start letting customers sit at the counter. Other violations were also observed. Quote, investigators observed two females without any facial coverings providing a lap dance to two male individuals. When investigators questioned Mr. Falso, the manager, he stated, "That should not be happening."
I honestly didn't even realize that the Mardi Gras was open.
Yeah, it's like Bill Lundberg in The Office. Yeah, we're gonna need you to put a mask on Saturday.
Actually, some Some of those strippers actually be better off with a mask.
So, look, I'm naive, okay? And I don't go to these places. So I'm not sure what's going on here. Isn't a lap dance usually conducted in a separate part of a strip club, not necessarily in the general area where most people would be?
That is true.
Okay. So when the inspectors come along, and it costs extra, by the way, I assume, to get from the generalized area to the lap dancing area.
No, you're just paying for the lap dance. There's no admission to that room.
Okay. So the inspectors come along and they say, all right, well, we're here in the general bar area and we can see that there are a couple of violations. Now we want to see your lap dance area. And, you know, because they're with the ABCC, they have to be allowed entry to that.
Right.
And when they go in there, they find, how did you describe that, Steve? Two guys getting lap dances from two different dancers?
Yes, and neither of them were wearing masks. Investigators observed two females without any facial coverings providing a lap dance to two male individuals.
Okay, so when you're getting a lap dance, is aside from the mask, which obviously is necessary, is the dancer wearing any clothes? Any clothes?
She is usually wearing some sort of protective gear on the bottom half of her body.
I believe an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini.
But yes. Does that come off at some point?
No.
Not even during a lap dance?
Not in that area of the building.
I don't know about that. That's supposedly where
for the
it
lap
happen.
Dance?
Yeah, because you're in private, so wouldn't they take off all of the clothes?
I think you're thinking of the room upstairs.
Well, how many floors are there?
Well, I think for the Mardi Gras, it's two.
Well, then the room upstairs must be the pantyless room.
I don't know. I've never been up there.
I am not going to speculate on something I know nothing about.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I know nothing about it either, and that's why I'm trying to get educated here. But obviously, I don't have the right teachers.
But didn't you have some friends who went there and said that they almost got something for?
Yes.
You know, well, I don't know if it was the Mardi Gras. It was somewhere, but they went there.
I don't know where it was either. But yes, that was but yet they said to me, you know, they paid a lot of money, but they didn't get anything.
Yeah, like $400 worth.
Yeah, that's the thing.
For nothing.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand it. Well, what's the attraction?
Well, that's why you go, to almost get something.
No. If I'm paying $400, I want to get something.
You see, but that's the whole shell game of it all.
You go with the
belief that maybe something happens, but by that time you've already spent the money, you realize, hey, wait a minute. Nothing happened.
I'm in some pretty desperate times right now. I can tell you that myself. But $400 to have something almost but not happen?
Yeah, that's a waste of money, man.
That's just a big-ass tease.
That's almost like four dates for you.
It's ridiculous. And then you walk away as frustrated as you were when you came in.
The only time I've been upstairs in that building was to go to Smokey Joe's, the cigar bar. Up on the on that second level, and we went from like 350 up through the Mardi Gras and up there, and I didn't really see anything that was really going on at all.
Through the 350 up to the Mardi Gras. Is the Mardi Gras on a different level than 350?
No, you can get into the Mardi Gras from the 350. There's a back door. You go up, and then you go up the stairs, and you can go to a back door to Smokey Joe's, which, by the way, is a great place. By the way, and. And again, I saw nothing. So I don't know if anybody was up there. I mean, there were people up there, but I didn't see anything
going on.
Anything going on. And it went for lack of looking.
Well, you're probably in the wrong room.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was in the kitchen.
No, I was in like a common area.
Well, who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Somebody blowing the horn.
Who? Who was blowing the horn?
I don't know.
And what does that cost?
Getting the horn blowed by Dinah in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Some guy strumbling on the old banjo.
You mean almost blowing the horn?
That's right.
For $400.
Exactly. Almost.
A Georgia man with two previous felony convictions in Georgia was arrested in Springfield Sunday night after officers received a gun call. According to Springfield police, around 9 p.m., officers were called to a room at the Holiday Inn Express on State Street for a gun call where they located 27-year-old Warren Brown of Atlanta inside the room and detained him. Officers then located a firearm on a chair in the room with a 33-round magazine attached.
Oof.
That's a lot of... Am I crazy or is that a lot of magazines?
That's a lot of rounds. It's one magazine, but it's a lot of rounds.
Yes, but that, a lot of magazine. That's a lot of magazine you got there.
Yeah.
Walsh said that while Brown was escorted to a police car, he struck an officer on the shoulder while he was handcuffed. He was then put into the police car without further incident. That's coming all the way up from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a COVID hotspot. Did you quarantine for 2 weeks when you got here?
Well, he's probably got friends here. Yeah,
still.
I'm from Georgia, but all my friends live in Springfield.
Oh, well, how come you haven't made any friends down in Georgia?
I will soon, with my gun, with my with my big-ass magazine.
It's like, in the South, I believe a gun is like a name tag. It's a way to introduce yourself to people.
Hi, mm-hmm. What did I say his name was? I don't even remember. Hi, I'm Mr. Smith. I'm the gun charge guy. Oh, I've heard about you. He gets around.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
Do you guys like ramen noodles?
Never had them.
Wait, whoa. You've never had ramen noodles?
You know what? I'm not surprised anytime he says I've never done this anymore because he has not experienced most of the good things in life.
I've barely lived. You kidding me?
Yeah, ramen noodles is like a rite of passage. It's like the cheapest meal in the world.
Yeah, for college students. I didn't go to college.
And no, there's a lot of restaurants that serve ramen noodles, only much fancy forms of ramen noodles.
Costco's got those gourmet ones, udon noodles.
And they're delicious.
Oh, my goodness. It's
yes.
Like a giant bowl of noodles.
Okay, is this like Band-Aids or Jell-O, where the name of the company becomes the name of the product? Because I thought ramen noodles were only in those little cup-like containers.
No, that's Nissin makes the cups. Top Ramen is another company.
And Minuchin, I think, is another one. Yeah, Minuchin, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But ramen is a form of noodle.
Okay.
You can make it. They come with like a flavor package. I usually throw it out and make my own flavors for it. And it's just freaking delicious.
You know what?
Steve.
What?
A load of this guy.
I know.
Throws away the flavoring to make his own.
Yeah, why would you do that? That the flavoring is the best part.
Because it's just a salt pack.
That's exactly what you would put that in there for. You know, when I make them for my kids, I only pour like a quarter of that packet in there because it's way too much sodium.
It's way too much sodium.
It's like when I make chicken noodle soup, I throw out all the chicken and I cook my own.
You throw out all the chicken?
What are you talking
what
about?
What do you mean?
I'm being sarcastic, you douches.
Well, I didn't.
Well, your level of sarcasm is really kind of
it was
eroding.
Pretty obvious, I would think so, to the average.
You're not even making sense. I mean,
I buy chicken noodle soup and throw away the chicken so I can make my own.
Listen, online, there's like 100,000 different ramen recipes where they say just take the noodles, you boil them down, it takes like a matter of like 2 minutes, and then you use those noodles in other things like other soups or with other meat or vegetables, and actually you make a healthy meal out of it.
Anyway, Top Ramen is hiring a chief noodle officer to help to help test out new recipes. They'll pay you $10,000 plus give you a 50-year supply of Top Ramen products.
50 years. Wow.
So it's like another $12 on top of that 10 grand.
I know some people, you need like an airport hangar to put 50 years of ramen noodles in there.
I usually buy those big ones from Costco.
Yeah.
The ones that's got like 145 packets in it.
Right.
And the thing lasts for like almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're interested in applying, you'll need to post a few sentences on social media about why you'd be great and include a photo of yourself making a unique ramen dish. The one thing that I love that one of my friends made for our wedding, we had a friend cater our wedding.
Right.
Mm.
It was ramen noodle salad.
Oh, I've had that.
It was awesome. Like, so good.
Yeah.
You don't use any of the flavoring packet stuff.
No.
You throw away the flavor packets.
You do. You do throw away the flavor packets, and you mix all this stuff inside of it. And then you put, it's like a vinegar-based, like, salad.
Yeah, it's good.
And then it soaks in there, and that's how the noodles soften. You don't have to boil the noodles.
You know, sometimes when you buy food and it comes with a flavor packet, you're better off not getting it. Like, for example,
save the,
like,
flavor packets.
Now, like, for example, ever get like a spiral sliced ham and it comes with its own glaze? Please make your own glaze 10 times better and easy.
Do you have, John, at your house a cabinet or drawer of like condiments from like a hodgepodge condiment drawer from other restaurants?
I have a Lazy Susan.
A Lazy Susan?
That's right. I have a Lazy Susan.
That's a little sexist, too. Why did we ever come up with that?
Yeah, I'm sure Susan does, you know, gets busy from time to time.
I have a Lazy Susan, and I used to have a bitchy...
a bitchy Karen.
Yes.
Actually, I have a Lazy Karen at home. She's like, can you call the manager for me? But hey, $10,000 and a 50-year supply of top ramen products?
That's totally worth it.
I'm going to make something.
Yep.
I'm going to make it in this world. Your Pioneer Valley forecast today, it is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 69. Giggity. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 74. 42 and foggy right now in downtown Springfield. I'm Steve Nagel, and that's the news on Rock 102. Aw, yeah.
You might replace your own wiper blades. No big deal. What about replacing your engine? No big deal for Joe and the boys at Ryan Imported.
615-2112 for complete offer details.
It's 7:55 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Beautiful days today and tomorrow. Today going up to 70. Tomorrow 74. Sunshine. Man, that's I wouldn't mind seeing one more 80-degree day.
Well, I mean, what is it? Tomorrow? Pretty close. I mean,
yeah, 70. Well, 74.
74 is pretty close.
But it's not close enough.
As you know, this Patriots-Denver Broncos game has been moved, removed, and moved again. And as of right now... Rock 102 will have that game at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Country Hyundai pregame show begins at 10 a.m. Join Bob Soshi and Scott Zolak as they bring you all the play-by-play action. The Patriots hosts the Denver Broncos this Sunday on Rock 102.
So I told you, I'm waiting for these jeans last night. And I know they're I bought them through Amazon. And I never did this before. I mean, I've done the track your package thing, and it tells you when it leaves whatever warehouse it's coming from,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you when it's being flown from Indiana to, say, maybe Hartford, and then it tells you that it's out for delivery. But yesterday, I knew it was coming yesterday, and then like later in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I looked and it said would be here between 5 and 9 p.m. And then it said, you know, and then I hit the track your package thing. It showed me what street the truck was on and how many stops there was between where it was and my house.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew they broke it down. I mean, this must be those new, you know, those new blue Amazon trucks that come out of Holyoke.
I'll sometimes get a notification that it was delivered to a receptionist. Like, so if I have something delivered here, it will mm-hmm. literally say, given to a receptionist.
I get a lot of times they put it on the front step, and then you get a picture of it on the front step. But I didn't know you get the map of where they are and how many stops away they are. So, you could be looking at this thing, and I don't know if you have to refresh it to keep finding out whether or not it's moved from one stop to the other, if it does it automatically. But, you know, you could be like, all of a sudden, you see this guy stop at a bar, and then he's there for like an hour and a half.
I don't know if the app shows you getting a drink at the 99. I don't think you see that.
Well, you don't know that he's not delivering a package, or he's sitting down having a mug full of seafood chowder.
I have never seen that happen. I have seen it happen where it says a package is delivered, and yet I don't have it. So I don't know what that's all about.
Happen.
Yeah, I've had that at least twice. And, sometimes you got to contact the seller or contact Amazon, and they may send you a new one or what have you. But that's been at least twice that I can think of where I didn't get what I ordered.
Something I got my jeans.
Yeah. Unless someone around here is ripping me off and stealing stuff out of my mailbox.
That's
but I don't think so.
Too.
It's 7:59, Rock 102.
GG Inc.'s.
And now, Bax's View from the Couch, brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware, Outdoor Power Headquarters, Steel, Ego, and Craftsman, Rocky's Outdoor Power Trifecta.
Hey, good morning, sports fans. How the heck are you? As you know, there is nothing that feels better than looting storefronts and rioting after winning a championship. Give me a Stanley Cup or a Lombardi Trophy, and you can rest assured I'm setting something on fire. Unfortunately, in these difficult times of quarantines and sheltering in place, one must wonder how a global pandemic affects our ability to vandalize public property in the name of championship glory. Is it even possible to overturn emergency vehicles in a socially distant environment? Because if just one person gets sick, you have to wonder, is it really still worth it? And the answer, of course, is no, not really. In the case of the Los Angeles Lakers, it didn't exactly stop everybody from causing a real hubbub. On Sunday, following the Lakers winning the NBA Finals over the Miami Heat, police arrested 76 people who did things like throw bottles, rocks, and other projectiles. In other words, just another Sunday night in Los Angeles. And the truth is, throwing objects is, by its very definition, a form of socially distant protest. The bottom line is, it was nothing like the last several Laker championships. This one, by comparison, was, dare I say, sublime and understated. The question now is, what to do about any public celebration? Will there be a rolling rally of duck boats? Will there be a ticker tape parade? Will fans be allowed to attend? Will there be enough hand sanitizer for everybody? As of right now, the Lakers have announced that they will hold off on a public celebration for the time being, thereby delaying what would have been quite a big to-do. Instead, they will wait until it is safe to do so because, quite frankly, there's no way to celebrate a championship and keep 6 feet of distance between yourself and every other drunken idiot celebrating around you. So while I hate the idea of delaying the fun, it's pretty clear that the city of Los Angeles really has no other choice, making this the worst Lakers championship ever. And as a Celtics fan who is consumed with disappointment and envy, I'm really quite okay with this. But hey, enough of my yapping. Sports brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware. There are two essential power tools, a circular saw and a cordless drill. If you own a home, you need the cordless drill and the circular saw. Go to Rocky's Power Tool Headquarters for Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Craftsman Tools. Rocky's Power Tool Trifecta at Rocky's Ace Hardware. I'm back. That's my view from the couch.
Rock 102, Springfield's classic rock.